Daniel McLaughlin from St Michael's, just after beating Kilcare there. Look, Daniel, it didn't look like that at half time. 9-2. I suppose what was going through your head at half time?
Seriously disappointed in the first half performance. Like Raymond spoke, it was about 2 or 3 years ago we were here against St Eunice 9-2 down the same stage in the championship, and we got hammered out the gate, you know, and we asked ourselves some big questions in there and came out, and thankfully we turned it round, you know. Thankfully Mark Antony saved Paddy's penalty. I think that was a real turning point for us. I think they would have been maybe 10 up or 9 up at that stage, and that really gave us a bit of belief to kick on then after that.
Just really living off scraps, you know, a couple of frees and things like that. You kept tuning along, you notched up a number of scores, but just trying to get back into that game. The pace that Kilcare and the movement today was difficult to deal with.
Yeah, look, there's some top players, like they're really, really pacey, and you know, when they punch holes, they punch them well, and like they have Paddy up the top end of the field, he's kicking great for them, and you know, we knew if we can keep within 5 or 6, and Colin Chang got that goal for us, and that brought it into 2 or 3 points, and thankfully it gave us that bit of belief again to push on, and you know, we're lucky then to get over the line with Carlos getting a goal for us too. So
I suppose that save 10 minutes into the second half, it was Kilcare came off the trap, out of the traps once again. That save was really the spark that got you going in the second half, was it, do you think, Daniel?
Yeah, it was. Like, I think in the first 5 minutes it was probably tit for tat. We get a couple of scores, they get a couple of scores, and they kept that 7-point advantage, and Paddy missed the penalty in, and that supposed to give us that wee lift that we needed, and the crowd got behind us and we got the goal, and having lifted for us, and thankfully the boys pushed on. So great character there. Boys turned over massive amounts of ball in the back line, like Ken McGarvey, Antoine, even Martin there putting a big shift catching that kick out in the last play. It was massive for us. So
yeah, I was just going to reference that, the turnovers, the work ethic. Suppose everything that you lacked in the first half, it really started to come to life, and maybe Anton coming on showing that little bit of experience as well.
Yeah, look, like I said, we asked ourselves some big questions at half time, and can we go and give it a rattle, you know, and give a good count of ourselves, and look, we did that, and you know, Anton came on, gave us that bit of steel and that bit of strength in the tackle, and we were able to turn ball over then, thankfully, and get up the other end and kick scores.
Just on the first half, I suppose it was very, very hard to break down that Kilcare defence. But in the second half, Colin danced through a number of tackles. So did Carlos to get those goals, and suppose that gives you that little bit of positivity and take those chances on.
Yeah, the gap started to appear. Then you know it is, I suppose, a strong breeze here, and say that 45 innings kind of kickable coming into these goals here, and you know, suppose that give Kilcare something to think about. They may have to step out and leave that wee bit of space then for Alexa Colin to exploit, and we're lucky enough he got in, and look, he rattled in the back net lovely, and that put it into to 4, and again gives that belief.
Daniel, you were rolling back the years again today, 6 points. Suppose you're feeling good, but you've been around the St Michael's team for a long time now. What does it mean to get into another semi-final?
Yeah, look, it's like I said, it's only a quarter final, and today we're on the semi-final. You know, suppose people read us off all week, you know, without Michael, and it's a big massive loss for us. But you know, we know in this group we have serious talent, and look, we're only on the semi-final now, and next week is another week, and we have to regroup and go again and try and get over the line again.
Well done, Daniel. Thanks very much.
Thank you.